Okay, this time we will see the stories of the, as I said, there are many, many millions of temples, more than 5,000 temples in Vrindavan. Okay, but this time in our vacation batch, we will see the stories of 7 main temples. Okay, and the deities and to whom it belongs. So today I'll tell you the story of Sanaha. Abhi baithne do, kal se mat aana, theek hai? It's okay. Now just listen. She tried to bring her, but she is not ready to listen. What to do, isn't it? Okay. Now, this time, we'll discuss about the 7 temples of Vrindavan. And these deities, they were made by Vajranab. Who is Vajranab? He is the great... Sit properly. Sit like me. All of you sit like me. Sit like me. He is the great grandson of Lord Krishna. Vajranab. Say again.
Vajranab.
He is the great grandson of Lord Krishna. And he carved these deities. Okay. So, after Lord Krishna, he ended his pastimes in Dwapar Yuga. Then he went back to his abode. After that, all the places in Vrindavan, they got lost. Huh? So, what happened is, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are these 3 famous personalities. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami and... No. Madhu Pandit is for Radha Gopinath. But now I am telling about Anupam. Anupam is the 3rd brother. They were 3 brothers. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Anupam. So those 3 brothers, they got knowledge from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. They were very great Brahmanas of Saraswat Brahman community. Very intelligent. There's a big pastime of them. The stories of them I'll tell you in December. So Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they were in Vrindavan, but they had to work for Muslim king. Okay, the Muslim Nawab. So they both they worked in the morning for him, but in the evenings they would dress up like Vaishnavas and they would do bhajan, they would do chanting, and they had hidden Vrindavan in their apartment. Everything hidden they were doing. They had Shyamakund, Radha Kund, everything they kept, and they were always meditating on Krishna. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them assignments that these things you should do. In that, one of them was to discover the lost place, the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So both of them, they came to Vrindavan. It was completely jungle. Now you go, it is so nice. You do Vrindavan Parikrama, so nice. But initially, after Lord Krishna's leaving this planet, that time everything was covered. All the places were lost where Lord Krishna performed his pastimes. So at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given the task to Sanatana Goswami. Are you understanding what I am talking?
Yes.
To Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami to find all the lost places. So Sanatana Goswami, all of you pay attention. Pay attention, it's very nice pastime. So Sanatana Goswami, he was, how he will search Radha Madan Mohan, that story I'll tell you today. He got the deity of Radha Madan Mohan. Are you ready to listen?
Yes, ma'am.
Sit properly. Sit properly. I'm going to tell you the full history of this deity. You should listen. Radha Madan Mohan. First, we will learn the pranam mantra of the Madan Mohan. Some of you know. Please tell after me. Jayatam.
Jayatam.
Suratau.
Suratau.
Pangor.
Pangor.
Jayatam Suratau Pangor.
Jayatam Suratau Pangor.
Mama Manda.
Mama Manda.
Mater Gati.
Mater Gati.
Mat Sarvasva.
Mat Sarvasva.
Padam Bojau.
Padam Bojau.
Shri.
Shri.
Radha.
Radha.
Madana.
Madana.
Mohanau.
Mohanau.
Jayatam Suratau Pangor. Mama Manda Mater Gati. Mat Sarvasya Padam Bojau. Shri Radha Madana Mohanau. Jayatam Suratau Pangor. Mama Manda Mater Gati. Mat Sarvasya Padam Bojau. Shri Radha Madana Mohanau. Okay, the meaning of this is glory.
Glory
to the all merciful, Radha
and Madan Mohan.
I am lame. And ill-advised. Yet, they are my directors.
They are my directors.
And their lotus feet.
And their lotus feet.
Are everything to me.
Are everything to me.
And I want you to pay complete attention. No fidgeting, no noise, nothing. Complete attention. Because I'm going to tell the history of this deity. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. So in Satya Yuga, Ambarish Maharaj. I have told the story of Ambarish Maharaj many times, isn't it?
Yes.
Ambarish Maharaj, in Satya Yuga, first he worshipped this deity of Madan Mohan. And after that, this he worshipped in Madhuvan. There are 12 forests in Vrindavan. In that, the first one comes Madhuvan. In Madhuvan, Ambarish Maharaj, he worshipped Radha Madan Mohan, Shishi Radha Madan Mohan. Then he gave these deities to Indradev for worshipping. So Madan Mohan went from Vrindavan, from Madhuvan to Swargaloka. Because Indradev was worshipping in Swargaloka. I'll ask questions, all of you pay attention. He went to Swargaloka, Indradev was worshipping. Then this was in Satya Yuga, the first Yuga. There are four Yugas. The first, that is the different periods of times. For the ones who don't know what is a Yuga, there are different periods of time. Now we are living in Kali Yuga. The first Yuga is Satya Yuga. The second is Treta Yuga. Third is Dwapar Yuga. Fourth is Kali Yuga. Let us repeat. Satya Yuga.
Satya Yuga.
Treta Yuga.
Treta Yuga.
Dwapar Yuga.
Dwapar Yuga.
Kali Yuga.
Kali Yuga.
Now the period in which we are living is Kali Yuga. That is why we are very lazy. We get up late in the morning. We forget everything. We are always in anxiety. It's all because of Kali Yuga. But if you chant the names of Krishna, then you can change. Now, so the first Yuga was Satya Yuga. At that time, Ambarish Maharaj worshipped Madan Mohan.
Yes.
Then from there, it went to
Swargaloka.
Then in Treta Yuga.
Treta Yuga.
Treta Yuga, the Lord Ramachandra came. But before that, Ravana, he went and attacked Swargaloka. And from Swarga, he took Radha Madan Mohan and brought into Lanka. In Treta Yuga, Ravana was staying in Lanka. So he went and he brought Madan Mohan. And then Lord Rama defeated Ravana.
Yes.
You know the past thing.
Yes.
Okay. Ravana was defeated by Lord Rama. So Lord Rama took Madan Mohan to Ayodhya. Now let us see. From Madhuvan to Swarga. From Swarga to Lanka. Lanka to
Ayodhya.
Ayodhya. Now he is in Ayodhya. At that time, exactly when Lord Ramachandra was there in Treta Yuga in Ayodhya, at that time there was a king called Madhu who was ruling Mathura. Mathura got the name because of him. He created Mathura. He had a son who was a demon, Lavanasura. Tell?
Lavanasura.
And this demon was troubling everybody in Mathura. So all of them, are you understanding to
hear? Yes,
they
yes.
All of went to Lord Ram for protection. They said, please protect us from this Lavanasura. Because whatever would come, you would take and eat. Very good. Nothing. In one hand for his breakfast, there was one tiger and one two, three animals which was hanging in his head. This all was his breakfast. This is how Lavanasura was. So this Lavanasura was troubling everyone. So they went to Lord Rama. And what did Lord Ram do? He was about to go for protecting to Mathura. At that time, his fourth brother. Who is the fourth brother of Lord Ram?
Shatrughan.
Yeah, Shatrughan. He told, my dear brother, let me do this service. Let me do. You don't go, I will go. So Lord Ram said, okay, you go. You take Radha Madan Mohan also with you. So Shatrughna, he went and he defeated Lavanasura. But now from Ayodhya, Radha Madan Mohan went to Mathura.
Mathura.
Right? And then Lord Krishna came in Dwapar Yuga. Now let us go again from starting. Satya Yuga, he was in Madhuvan. మధు వన్ టు స్వర్గ
స్వర్గ
టు మథుర అండ్ ఇన్ మథుర లార్డ్ కృష్ణ కేమ్ ఇన్ ఇన్ ద్వాపర్ యుగ అట్ దాట్ టైమ్ దేర్ వాజ్ దిస్ కుబ్జా షీ వర్షిప్ రాధా మదన్ మోహన్ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ షీ ఆఫ్టర్ దిస్ when this thing Lord Krishna he worship I mean she was worshipping then as I said as Lord Krishna ended his pastimes here in Dwapar Yuga he went back to the spiritual abode that time all the places were
lost.
All the places where Lord Krishna performed pastimes everything was lost at that time 500 this Lord Krishna came 5000 years ago and now 500 years before the Panchatattva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with everyone came. So in that Advaita Acharya, the one with the white beard, in the picture, Panchatattva picture, you have, see, in this picture we say, na, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadada, Shiva Sadi Gorba. This is Advaita Acharya, the one with the white beard. So he came to Vrindavan. At that time it was a jungle. And when he was sleeping the night, the Lord, Madan Mohan, came in his dream. And he said, I am at this place. You remove me out from there and then you worship. Till here you understood?
Yes.
So, Advaita Acharya took Madan Gopal and he started worshipping. And Advaita Acharya had to do Madhukari. Madhukari means what? Going to every place and begging and whatever they will give, that you are satisfied, that only you will cook and eat. You will not go take a bag and take Bombay local and go to church gate and try to earn something and come and take something from Domino's. Not like that. This is, they used to do Madhukari. So, this Advaita Acharya, he appointed one priest to take, one pujari to take care of Madan Gopal. And he used to go to do Madhukari. But this Radha Madan Gopal was so effulgent. He was shining. That the Muslim king at that time, he wanted to take this deity. So he sent all of his soldiers. At that time, Advaita Acharya was also not there and the priest was also not there. So the king, the soldiers came, the Muslim soldiers came to steal the deity. But what Madan Gopal did, he became into a small deity and he went and hid himself down. There was nothing. So all the soldiers, they thought, what is this? Nobody is there. So then they went away. Now Advaita Acharya came. And he saw Madhukari. And he saw Madan Gopal is not there. He thought, oh, I have done aparadh. I have done some mistake. If you come home and if your deities are not in the house, what you'll think? Isn't it? So he started crying. My worship is not good. I'm not a perfect worshipper. So that is why this happened. He started crying. At that time, Madan Gopal came and told him that I am down. Take me from there and worship me now. So Advaita Acharya took the deity, he kept it in its position and he himself cooked and he gave bath to the deities, he worshipped the deities and then he told the pujari. The pujari was also sad. He started going near Yamuna river and going here and there. Advaita Acharya went and told him, what are you doing here? Go and do the worship. So he said, where is the deity? The deity is not there. No deity is there. Go and worship. So then the pujari started worshipping. At that time, one day, the Madan Mohan told to Advaita Acharya, now you worshipped me very nicely, but I want to be worshipped by one more devotee. And there is a lady called Chaube in Mathura. I want to go to her now. So then Advaita Acharya felt, oh, maybe my worship is not good. The Lord said, you are my expansion, you are Mahavishnu. Why you are feeling separation? You give the deity to Chaube. So immediately that Chaube Mataji was called. And she was given the deity. So this is how a big travel the Lord did. From Satyaloka to now Dwapar Yuga. Now almost Kali Yuga 500 years ago. So he went to the house of Chaube. And there she used to take care of him like her son. She had one boy and now Madan Mohan also came. So she was taking care of him as a son. So, and one day, now we'll come to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, he used to do Govardhan Parikrama every day. Govardhan Parikrama is many kilometers.
Almost.
If you are strong enough, you take 5 hours. If you are little slow or something, you take 8 hours. Full Govardhan Parikrama. And there is a bigger Govardhan Parikrama also. What we do now is a shortcut one. There is one more. And that Parikrama, every day Sanatana Goswami used to do. And one day while he was doing it, you're understanding till here?
Yes.
So when he did the Parikrama, when he came.
At that time the Govardhan was bigger, no?
Yes. 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 When I'll tell you the Govardhan story, I'll tell you all the details of that also. How he got the curse and he's decreasing. Very good. Thank you for reminding. So now Govardhan is smaller. That time it was very big. Another, every day you do Parikrama. After that you will not come and sleep. You'll write scriptures. And Sanatana Goswami, he came and he saw this beautiful boy. He got very attracted. He said, who is this? And he knew that it must be Krishna. And this boy, he saw that he was playing with the son of Chaube. And what they were doing, they played a game in which if the one who loses, he should carry the other person. So once Krishna lost, once this boy lost, so he carried Krishna. But now Krishna lost, so this other boy, Krishna has to carry this. That Sanatana Goswami could not tolerate. And not only that, that time when Krishna's turn came to carry that boy, he went running into the room and he went merged into the deity. Because he was the deity. You are understanding what I am talking?
Yes.
Samajh mein aa raha hai? Thoda thoda? Nahi aa raha hai? Okay. So, he went and merged into the deity. Now Sanatana Goswami, he saw something. He saw that this Chaube Mataji, that lady, she didn't take bath in the morning. And in those days, they didn't have toothbrush. They used to have the neem stick, the branch. Yeah. So with that branch, she had in one hand and in another hand, she was doing kichdi for Krishna. So he felt very bad. Sanatana Goswami, the Supreme Lord is saying in your house and you're doing this. So he said, this is not the standard of worship. This is not the way you should worship. So you should take bath and then you should cook for Krishna. And the next day he came. Next day what happened? Krishna and that boy both were hungry. They're saying, we are hungry. And then Sanatana Goswami said, what? Why you didn't get prasad? I mean, you didn't get bhoga because he's the Lord. You didn't get bhoga. Dekha toh, she didn't take bath. She said, you only told me, no, after I take bath only I should cook. So I've not taken bath, so I've not cooked. So then Sanatana Goswami thought, oh, this is also her bhakti. See, different devotees worship the Lord. That doesn't mean we should not take bath and worship the Lord. But there are different devotees with different bhavas, different ways of worshipping. So then at that day, in the dream of Sanatana Goswami, the Lord said, I want to come to you. And he told to Chaube, now you did very nice worship, I want to go to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami said, but I do Madhukari. I go every day, I beg whatever I get, that only I eat. I can't give you good food. You better be there, you can eat kichdi. He said, no, I want to come to you. Whatever you give, I'll eat. So, Madan Gopal, he also known as Madan Mohan, he came to Sanatana Goswami's house. And Sanatana Goswami, what was his daily schedule? Not reading newspaper, WhatsApp and Facebook and Instagram. What he used to do? He used to read scriptures, he used to do parikrama, and then he used to write. Now, Madan go. And what do you know? What was his food? Not pizza and burger and all the puri and sabji. You know what was his food? He used to go and beg. He would get atta. You know wheat atta?
Yes.
He used to take gehuka atta. He used to mix little Yamuna water. And he used to make balls. He used to put it into fire. It will become, when you put in fire, what happens? It becomes black. Becomes black. He would remove that and he would remove all the black part and that he would eat. First he would offer it to Madan Mohan. Every day he would offer this only. Every day. Oh, Krishna was standing like this. He would wait. Okay, like we wait, no? Today what is there for the lunch? So like that, Madan Mohan would wait like this. Bhatti again. Every day he would get, it is called bhatti.
Yes.
Bhatti again. Next day again. Today again bhatti. Every day bhatti. So then he told one day to Sanatana Goswami, today, can you put little salt in that? Because he wouldn't put salt. Can you imagine? He would eat like that. Sanatana Goswami. So Madan Mohan, then Sanandar, I told you that if you come to me, you have to eat what I give. If today you'll tell I want salt, tomorrow you'll say I want ghee. I don't have time to go and beg for all these things. You know, I have to write these scriptures. He was not doing time pass. He was not playing games in mobile. What he was doing? He was writing scriptures. So then the Lord said, then the Lord kept quiet. What he can say? Then Sanatana Goswami thought that this Lord, he is a supreme Bhagavan. He is Nanda Nandana. In his house there are 9 lakh cows. So much ghee and butter. Oceans of ghee and butter flows in his house. And I am not giving him anything. Just that thought that I want to serve the Lord. Immediately listens. Bhagavan listens. When a pure devotee prays. So one ship got stuck. A ship of Krishnadas Kapoor. One merchant. He was taking, you know, bags of salt for doing business in Mathura. But so his ship got stuck in the Yamuna River. Yeah, it got stuck. So then he was asking everyone, what should I do? At that time, a very beautiful boy came. And that was Madan Mohan. He took a form of a boy and he came and told, you want help? He said, yes, I want help. Sit properly.
So go and
take help from Sanatana Goswami. He's sitting there, that saint, go and ask him. So this merchant went and told him, can you please help me? My ship is stuck. If I have to do business, I have to go to Mathura. Please, please help me. He said, I can't do anything. If anything can be done, he can do it. Who? Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan can do. So then Sanatana Goswami, the merchant, Krishnadas Kapoor, he went and begged. He said, please protect my ship. And if I get a good profit, I'll use all the profit to construct a temple for you. Immediately the ship got relieved. He went to Mathura. He sold all the salt bags. He got a big profit that day. He came and he gave it to Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami used it for building the first temple in Vrindavan, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan. That was the first temple which came after the places were lost, after Lord Krishna ended his pastimes. Then what happened? Again, Aurangzeb, he was ruling. He and the other Muslim kings, they were ruling. So what he did? He came to destroy all the temples. That was his job. Yavana, no? He was a Yavana king. If you eat animal meat and if you eat all these things, even you will be like an animal. That is what Aurangzeb was. So Aurangzeb, what he did? He sent soldiers to destroy temples. In that one was Madan Mohan. So when he came, the devotees over there, they hid the deity. And that deity was shifted from Vrindavan to Karauli. Karauli is in Rajasthan. It was shifted to Karauli. First it was shifted to Jaipur. And at that time a king called, what was his name? Jai Singh was ruling at that time. That king was there ruling Jaipur. So he took care of all the deities, whichever shifted from Vrindavan. And he had a sister who got married to Gopal Singh. And that sister, she loved Madan Mohan. She was such a great devotee of Madan Mohan. So she said, now I'm getting married from Jaipur, I'll go to Rajasthan, to Karauli. So I want Madan Mohan also to come with me. So the king, that is which king?
Jai Singh.
He said, no. He didn't want to give his deity. So he said, I'll keep one test for you. So in a room, there were all deities. So he tied the eyes of
Gopal Singh.
And Gopal Singh's eyes was tied. And he said, if your eyes are tied and if you can find out where is Madan Mohan, then I'll give you Madan Mohan. He was sent into a room of all deities. Just imagine, not one deity. A room of deities. But his eyes were closed. It was tied with a cloth. But he went and he correctly went and touched the lotus feet of Madan Mohan. Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki.
Jai.
So then then the king, Jai Singh, said, okay, you can take this deity to Karauli. So that is why this is how Madan Mohan, he travelled so many places and now he is in Karauli. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki. And in Vrindavan, they have kept deities like Madan Mohan. They are called Pratibhu deities. It's a replacement deity. The original deities are in?
Karani.
This deity, the Pratibhu deities are in? Vrindavan, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan. And it is said, when Vajranab carved these deities, he called for Uttara. Uttara is the mother of? Uttara is mother of? Very good. He's the mother of Parikshit. Yeah. Yeah, she has seen Krishna. So, Yudhishthir Maharaj, when he left this planet, he coronated Parikshit Maharaj as the king. And Parikshit Maharaj as the king of the universe. And Vajranab as the king of Mathura. So, at that time, Vajranab, he carved these deities. But after he carved, he wanted to know whether it is correct or wrong. He took the help of Vishwakarma. Vishwakarma is the chief engineer of the demigods who does these deities. So, Vishwakarma, he helped Vajranab to carve these deities. And Vajranab, he called Uttara to check whether this deity is correct. She came and said, yes. From the lotus feet up to his navel, it represents, Madan Mohan represents the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So she gave confirmation. So this is how Radha Madan Mohan deity was made, and it was with which Goswami? Sanatana Goswami. Again repeat.
Sanatana Goswami.
Srila Sanatana Goswami. Madan Mohan. Shri Radha Madan Mohan. Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki.
Yes.
Srila Sanatana Goswami.